Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The world's carbon dioxide dragon just might be slain by a newly discovered strain of algae. Bob Moroz is president and CEO of Hi-Tech Bio, and Dr. Fen Chen is a marine biologist with the University of Maryland's Center for Environmental Science. They will use the $500,000 Grand Challenge Prize from the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation to scale up their algae technology. As Bob Moroz explains, Dr. Chen started his search with 128,000 strains of algae, and he narrowed that down to one very robust CO2 terminator.
Well, being an engineer, we named it something very flamboyant like HTB1 for Hi-Tech Bio strain number one. We had to have a single strain, and when you start dealing with a single strain, if you run into any problems, they all die together. And this is a very, very hardy strain. Our bioreactors are now 4 feet in diameter by 20 feet tall. They're enormous. When you start scaling up like that, you don't know what's going to happen.
Bob Moroz says bioreactors with HTB1 algae could be fitted to industrial flue stacks where carbon dioxide emissions would be converted to useful material. Thanks today to the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.